Welcome to U.S. Cellular Park in Chicago, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Shannon Stewart. Batting second. The second baseman, Chris Gomez. Batting third. The first baseman, Doug Mankiewicz. Batting fourth. The DH, Matt LaCroix. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Corey Koski. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Torrey Hunter. Batting seventh. The catcher, AJ Pierzynski. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Dustin Moore. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Christian Guzman. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Carlos Pulido. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Tony Graffanino. Batting second. The second baseman, Roberto Alomar. Batting third. The DH, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Maglio Ordonez. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Carlos Lee. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Carl Everett. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Paul Konerko. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Joe Creed. Batting ninth. The catcher, Sandy Alomar. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Mark Burley. And now, play ball. Shannon Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chris Gomez is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Gomez hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Konerko settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug Mankiewicz is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Mankiewicz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Graffanino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Graffanino batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Graffanino hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guzman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Alomar hits a fly ball into center field. Hunter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Thomas takes first base on ball four. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Ordonez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Matt LaCroix is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. LaCroix strikes out. One out. Corey Koski is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Koski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Torrey Hunter is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burley fields it and throws to first for the out. Koski moves to second. Two outs. AJ Pierzynski is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Pierzynski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Lee hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carl Everett is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Everett hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Koski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Konerko batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Konerko takes first base on ball 4. Lee moves to second. Joe Creed is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Lee. The throw from Pierzynski and he is safe. Lee steals third. Joe Creed is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Creed hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hunter. Creed reaches second base with a double. Lee scores. Konerko moves to third. It's 1-0, White Sox. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Alomar hits a fly ball into left field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Konerko tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 2-0, White Sox. Tony Graffanino is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Graffanino is 0-for-1 in the game. Graffanino hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Creed scores. It's 3-0, White Sox. Roberto Alomar batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Alomar is 0-for-1 in the game. Alomar hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dustin Moore is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Moore hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Christian Guzman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Guzman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Creed fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Shannon Stewart is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Stewart is 0-for-1 in the game. Stewart takes first base on ball 4. Chris Gomez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Gomez is 0-for-1 in the game. Gomez hits a pop-up towards short. Graffanino settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Ordonez is 0-for-1 in the game. Ordonez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Koski fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lee is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lee hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stewart. Lee reaches second base with a double. Carl Everett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Everett is 0-for-1 in the game. Everett hits a pop-up towards short. Guzman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Doug Mankiewicz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Mankiewicz is 0-for-1 in the game. Mankiewicz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Matt LaCroix is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. LaCroix is 0-for-1 in the game. LaCroix hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Alomar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Corey Koski is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Koski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Koski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mankiewicz moves to third. Torrey Hunter batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hunter is 0-for-1 in the game. Hunter hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ordonez. Hunter reaches second base with a double. Mankiewicz scores. Koski moves to third. It's 3-1, White Sox. A.J. Pierzynski is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Pierzynski is 0-for-1 in the game. Pierzynski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Koski scores. Hunter moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-2, White Sox. Dustin Moore batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Moore is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Graffanino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Rick Reed now pitching. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Konerko is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Konerko hits a line drive towards first. Mankiewicz reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Creed is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Creed is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Creed hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Alomar is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Alomar hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gomez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Graffanino is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Graffanino is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Graffanino hits a ball on the ground towards third. Koski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Christian Guzman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guzman is 0-for-1 in the game. Guzman hits a fly ball into center field. Everett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Shannon Stewart is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Stewart is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Stewart strikes out. Two outs. Chris Gomez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gomez is 0-for-2 in the game. Gomez takes first base on ball 4. Doug Mankiewicz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Mankiewicz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mankiewicz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gomez moves to second. Matt LaCroix is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. LaCroix is 0-for-2 in the game. LaCroix hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Alomar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Alomar is 0-for-2 in the game. Alomar hits a fly ball into center field. Hunter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Hunter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ordonez is 0-for-2 in the game. Ordonez hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, White Sox. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lee is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Lee hits a pop-up towards short. Guzman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Corey Koski is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Koski is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Koski hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lee. Koski reaches second base with a double. Torrey Hunter batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Hunter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hunter hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Alomar fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. AJ Pierzynski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierzynski is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Pierzynski is hit by the pitch. Hunter moves to second. Dustin Moore is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Burley fires to first and picks off Pierzynski. Two outs. Dustin Moore is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Moore is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Moore takes first base on ball four. Christian Guzman is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Guzman is 0-for-2 in the game. Guzman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Alomar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Everett is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Everett is 0-for-2 in the game. Everett hits a pop-up towards short. Guzman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Konerko is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Konerko takes first base on ball four. Joe Creed is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Creed is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Creed hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guzman scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Scott Sullivan now pitching. Shannon Stewart is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Stewart is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Stewart strikes out. One out. Mike Ryan pinch hits for Chris Gomez. Mike Ryan is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Ryan hits a fly ball into center field. Everett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug Mankiewicz is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Mankiewicz is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Mankiewicz strikes out. Alomar drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Mankiewicz out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Denny Hocking now playing second base. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Alomar is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guzman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Valentin pinch hits for Tony Graffanino. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Reed fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Alomar is 0-for-3 in the game. Alomar hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, White Sox. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stewart. Thomas reaches second base with a double. Grant Balfour now pitching. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Ordonez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Ordonez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Thomas scores. It's 6-2, White Sox. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Lee hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 8-2, White Sox. Carl Everett batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Everett is 0-for-3 in the game. Everett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul Konerko batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Konerko is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Konerko hits a pop-up towards third. Koski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Jose Valentin now playing shortstop. Aaron Rowand now playing center field. Matt LaCroix is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. LaCroix is 0-for-3 in the game. LaCroix hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Corey Koski is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Koski is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Koski takes first base on ball 4. Torrey Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hunter hits a fly ball into right field. Ordonez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Scott Schoenweiss now pitching. AJ Pierzynski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierzynski is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Pierzynski hits a line drive beyond third. Creed can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Koski moves to second. Dustin Moore is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Moore is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Moore takes first base on ball 4. Koski moves to third. Pierzynski moves to second. Michael Cuttier pinch hits for Christian Guzman. Michael Cuttier is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cuttier hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Twins 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Denny Hocking now playing shortstop. Michael Cuttier now playing second base. Jesse Orozco now pitching. Joe Creed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Creed is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Creed hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Alomar is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Alomar hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jose Valentin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Valentin is 0-for-1 in the game. Valentin hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Koski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Alomar is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Alomar takes first base on ball 4. Alomar moves to second. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Alomar moves to third. Alomar moves to second. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ordonez is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Ordonez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Jose Paniagua now pitching. Lou Ford pinch hits for Shannon Stewart. Lou Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Ford hits a ball on the ground into left center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Denny Hocking is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Hocking hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rowand, who is chasing the ball. Hocking reaches third base with a triple. Ford scores. It's 8-3, White Sox. Justin Morneau pinch hits for Doug Mankiewicz. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Morneau hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hocking scores. It's 8-4, White Sox. Matt LaCroix is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. LaCroix is 0-4 in the game. LaCroix hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Alomar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Corey Koski is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Koski is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. Koski takes first base on ball four. Morneau moves to second. Tom Gordon now pitching. Torrey Hunter is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Hunter is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hunter takes first base on ball four. Morneau moves to third. Koski moves to second. AJ Pierzynski is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Pierzynski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Pierzynski hits a fly ball into left field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Morneau tags and scores. Two outs. It's 8-5, White Sox. Jacques Jones pinch hits for Dustin Moore. Jacques Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Jones hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Koski scores. Hunter moves to third. It's 8-6, White Sox. Michael Cuttier is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Cuttier is 0-for-1 in the game. Cuttier strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and Minnesota Twins, 6. Goodbye from US Cellular Park in Chicago.